Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're chatting with Amy Dorey, the founder and CEO of ADPR, a leading PR agency in Toronto, Canada. Amy is also the founder and acting professor of an online course she developed called Publicity 101, How to Get Your Small Business Noticed. You got to love it. Looking forward to hearing all the details. And Amy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're most welcome, and thanks for your time. And again, we're looking forward to hearing what you have to say today per your expertise. So talk to us about why publicity is key to small business success.
Well, the first reason and the biggest reason is credibility. You know, when a media outlet chooses to cover your story, they're telling their audience that they think your story is worth their time. It's sort of like a third-party endorsement, not necessarily for your product or your service, but for your story. And so the more credibility you have, the more reason your customers have to trust you.
Certainly makes a whole lot of sense. Now, why aren't entrepreneurs turning to traditional media as much as they used to? Get into some of that.
Well, the elephant in the room is really social media, right? Like, everybody is on social media. And I think people have seemed to think that it's taken the place of traditional media, but it's really not the case. You know, social media is a great tool. It's convenient, it's flashy, you can put filters on it, and it's effective. But it's important that you use all the tools in your toolbox when you are promoting your brand, which also includes, you know, paid ads, marketing, traditional media, social media, websites, and everything. You want to get your brand out there in the most effective and fulsome way possible. So you definitely want to keep traditional media in your toolbox. And actually, if you want to know just how important it is, ask the social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, because the first thing they'll ask you if you want to get your accounts verified is for your media coverage.
Yeah, how about that? And that is some good information right there. Other than credibility, what are some of the other advantages of small businesses using media coverage?
So there's a lot. There's, you know, building relationships with media are important. So if you want to be seen as an expert or a leader in your industry, people need to know about you, right? So you should be doing semi-regular outreach, just so that they are aware that you're in their community and you're available for comment on stories. Building your brand image is another one. You know, that's a longer term play, but if you continuously tie your brand into the current news cycle or timely topics, it does automatically position you as a leader, and it builds that credibility and trust with the audience and with your customer base. You know, and another great one is to show your values, which also helps with customer retention. So, you know, if you're involved with your community in a cancer fundraiser or you're supporting Indigenous rights, you know, these are good things to do, and you should be telling everybody about them because they help you, but they also help your partner organization. And yes, you can do that on social media, and you should, but if you do it on traditional media, it just up levels the credibility that you have and your good work.
Certainly some fantastic insights so far today. We're joined by Amy Dorey, the founder and CEO of ADPR, a leading PR agency in Toronto, Canada, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Amy, you offer an online course, we mentioned that earlier, that can help business owners with all this. In a nutshell, what is Publicity 101?
Publicity 101, it's a one-stop shop on how to do your own publicity or get earned media coverage. So to break it down, it has 10 different modules with lots of examples, templates, and worksheets. So after each module, there is a little bit of homework that you complete just so you know that you understood the content of that lesson. At the end of it, you have a publicity plan basically for your whole year upcoming for your brand. So some examples of what we cover are how to develop key messaging, how to identify the right media contacts, and how you go about getting those journalists and producers' contact information, because that can be tricky, and I have some tips for that. How to pitch and how to follow up, which is also sort of a bit of a daunting place for anyone who hasn't done it before. It's how to actually start with the outreach. And, you know, what are media materials and why are they so important? Chances are, if you have product, if you have a service, if you have a website, you have a lot of media materials already, but you need to be maybe reformatting them slightly or knowing what to send and what not to send to certain media outlets. So we go over all of that in the course.
What a fabulous resource this is, and thanks for making this available. Now, why is Publicity 101 the right tool to help entrepreneurs take their business to the next level? Talk to us about that.
Publicity can be daunting. You know, it's not easy, and I've done it for 15 years, and I can actually attest, it's not easy. You know, so it's very vulnerable when you have your own business and you're putting your own story out there, basically to be judged and be accepted by traditional media outlets. So Publicity 101 helps you put your best foot forward because, you know, knowing those tips and tricks will really help get your message across and break through the clutter, because media outlets are receiving hundreds of pitches every day. So you want to know how to make yours get through. You know, you have the course for life. You can refer back to it as many times you want. You know, every time you do a publicity campaign, if you have to hire a PR firm or a freelancer, the money can add up. So this is a bit of a do-it-yourself method, but with expert help, which is me. And you can train one person to take it on your team, or multiple people, or have new people take it when they come into the organization. And if you need more help, if you're finding like you just have a few extra questions, you can always contact me and I can give you that extra support.
Well, Amy, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us on behalf of ADPR there in Toronto, Canada, and all the insights shared. Thanks so much. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we do wrap things up today?
I do have a hot tip. This is something that people don't think about, and I've just recently used it in my personal life to book an appointment, and it helped. So my hot tip is the cancellation list. So if you're looking to book an interview and you receive a no, but you really think your pitch is solid and this is an outlet that you really, really, really want to get some media coverage on, ask if they have a cancellation list. Because I will guarantee you, on average, once a week, there's a last minute cancellation on a TV show or in with a reporter who really needs to fill that spot. So this is especially important for live interviews. If you can imagine a producer being told a few hours before their interview that it's canceled, they need someone to go to. So if you ask to be on the cancellation list and you're ready to go in a short notice and they have all your materials, you will become a hero, and I guarantee you they will use you again.
And that is a great tip to conclude things here today. Really do appreciate your visit with us, Amy. If listeners wanted to take advantage of this course, Publicity 101, or your firm, ADPR, where's the best place to get all the details online?
They can come to my website at adpr.ca and also follow me on Instagram at adory, which is A-D-O-A-R-Y.
And that certainly is easy enough, and we'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Amy, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, and the pleasure was certainly all mine. We've been speaking with Amy Dory, founder and CEO of ADPR, a leading PR agency in Toronto, Canada. Amy is also the founder and acting professor of an online course she developed called Publicity 101, How to Get Your Small Business Noticed. And for all the details, visit adpr.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.